This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, you know what that means on this first day of March. It also means we're going to be helping you figure out what the heck is wrong with your car, your truck, your van, thanks to the help we get from ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jenny.
I know you, you as a good father, a good dad that you are, you're on the road a lot with hockey this time of year. Where are you this time?
Well, I'm driving to a rink in Proctor, Minnesota, as we speak. It's my truck says it's 2 degrees here in Proctor, so it's a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, it's officially dropped to 12 now here in the Twin Cities. A lot of changes, warm and cold. But and I know things have been busy at Lloyd's Automotive. In fact, I've got to get over there too to get a couple of things taken care of. But we already are getting text messages, as usual, which is not unusual. If you have any problems with your car, your truck, your van, you need to bring it in for service, you think, to your favorite shop, your favorite dealer. But you want to know kind of ahead of the game what could be wrong with it. Or just any kind of a car care question. If you drive and you want to wonder about this or that, we'd love to hear from you. Either you can call in and chat with Nick if you like, or send us a text like a lot of folks like to do. Either way, here's the number for a call or a text, 651-461-9226. Take advantage of Nick's expertise, too, earlier rather than later. We like to tell you we want to hear from you sooner rather than later because this time goes by so quickly. Nick will be with us till about 7:45 or so when Ted Farrell comes in with his wine chat. So don't wait. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 651-461-9226. Again, we're getting, in fact, let me grab this first text here. Maybe you can help me with this one. I'm not familiar with this. Could you talk about rear trailer arm bushing replacement? How do I know for sure that this is the issue? My car is making a very unique squeaking sound, especially when turning or from a stop. And is that an expensive repair? What is this texter talking about? Rear trailer arm bushing replacement.
Well, the trailing arms are part of the suspension on the rear of the vehicle. They kind of go forward, backward and forward on the suspension. And there's bushings that mount them to the, I guess we'll call it the body or the frame of the vehicle. And then the axle. So we need those trailing arms to be able to flex, I guess, as we go down the road. Well, it's not uncommon for those bushings to deteriorate with time and age. And when that happens, they start to squeak and they start to shift, actually, which can affect tire wear, handling. If you're in a tight spot and you got to make a quick stop, that can involve some shifting there. So they can be, I don't want to say dangerous necessarily, but it can be a little uncomfortable. So once those do start to wear, tear, become loose, they do need to be replaced. As far as cost goes, it really depends on the make and the model, the age of the vehicle. Sometimes they can be a little tough to get out of there as things age in Minnesota. That metal bolts and nuts can become rusted and stuck or seized. So that can be a little more involved, I guess. So you'll have to get an estimate, have somebody look at it, assess the extent of the repair and the condition of those bushings.
Yeah, very good. Again, 651-461-9226. Saw a video this past week, I don't know, probably on Facebook or something. I can't remember where it was. But it looked like it was filmed or taped in a shop, a car repair shop. And the gentleman who was doing the video looked like maybe a mechanic, a technician. He was saying, for the many automobiles, and we've talked about this, have no dipsticks. Not only do they not have a dipstick like the old days, checking transmission fluid, but you don't have any oil dipstick. And he claims that's because the automakers want you to come in and spend some money getting it repaired or checked out on your own. Do you think that's a realistic claim? Because I've had a vehicle that had neither. That was uncomfortable for me because I'm old school, I guess. I'd like to be able to check my own levels. But what do you think about that statement? They just want to make money.
Well, I'm like you. I like old school. I like to be able to check and see with my own eyes, as you say. Now, most of those vehicles that are not equipped with an oil dipstick do have a level sensor, which through your dash or your instrument panel, you can navigate and find oil level. So they're not leaving you completely out in the cold. I don't necessarily think it's a way to make money, because the reality is people haven't been checking their oil for years, to be honest. So to have the computer system manage that, to have it send you reminders, indicators. Also, if your oil is low, those systems oftentimes will tell you that it's low. So it's kind of a way to help us remind us that, you know, we got something under the hood there we need to keep an eye on. So I don't know if it's for making money, but I do think that it's – I don't love it either, but I think it is good because it is a way to remind people that are not necessarily going to check their oil.
Boy, you're right about that, and I guess I'm just as guilty. I used to check the oil all the time. these cars these days, they seem to run without, bothering to check this or that, because they have become, it seems to me, more reliable. What do you think of that? Do you think vehicles are more reliable these days?
Absolutely. I think as we've gone along, cars have become much more reliable. They last way longer than they used to. You know, it's hard to remember yesteryear, but, you know, when I was a teenage kid working at a gas station, it was like an amazing to see a car with 100,000 miles on it. Now the cars are just getting broken in. So, you know, we drive a lot more. We demand a lot more of our vehicles, and I think they've hold up their end of it. It's just, are we willing to do our part as far as maintenance and repair and keeping the car on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's grab another text. 2018 Chevrolet Colorado truck, 62,000 miles. At low speeds, power steering intermittently stops working and is difficult to turn for a couple of seconds. This just started happening. Thanks for any insight.
Well, my first thought is maybe we need to service that fluid. They said low speed, which means the engine is at a lower RPM, which means that pump is turning slower. That pump is, if it's a mechanical pump, is driven by the belt. So if that pump is not spinning as fast as we would like, pressure is a little bit lower. If the fluid is, you know, aged, full of contamination, maybe if we service it, it'll give that pump the chance of, you know, send that fluid through the system a little bit easier and give you better power assist. So I would say start with the fluid change, see how that works. If not, we might have a bigger problem, maybe with the pump or something else.
Now, brake fluid, power steering fluid, that can go bad, right? Or what can happen to power steering fluid itself?
Well, it's a hydraulic pump, so it's you know, sending that fluid, you know, through the system, through the rack and pinion. There might be a cooler, and with age, time, it collects contamination, it gets dirty, and keeping it clean and fresh allows for that pump to work a little bit easier.
Yeah, makes sense. Hang on, Nick, and be safe driving there. Nick Gustafel is on his way to Proctor for a hockey game. Now, if you have, we still have time for your car care question. Call us or text us as we head to this quick break. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're at 12 degrees. Fair skies are going to near 30 today, but around 44 tomorrow. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to March, first day of March, and welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. As well as, I always like to ask you, Nick, for those that need some extra help, need to visit Lloyd's Automotive, how do we find you guys?
Absolutely. You can always call with any questions before you take your car into your for service, wherever you go. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you happen to be on Grand, we're at 982 Grand. That's in St. Paul on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And then, as always, please do check out our website, which is LloydsAutomotive.net.
Very good. We'll get you that info just before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So any kind of a car care question, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. All right, let's see where we left off here. Oh, this looks like a fun one. Texter has a 1979 Camaro. Old car, how often should the wheel bearings be packed? What do you think in that case?
Well, it really depends on the amount that you drive. Vehicles of that vintage actually required the wheel bearings to be packed, meaning you take the wheels off the vehicle, you take the hub apart, and the bearings, you actually take grease and apply fresh, clean grease to those bearings. Vehicles on the road today have an assembly that's completely enclosed and sealed, so you don't have to worry about that. I don't remember what the model mileage was, but obviously if it's a 79, it's probably not out in the winter. I don't think you need to do it every year, but it's not a bad idea to at least check to make sure that they're still tight. There's no free play. If you're getting any kind of noise, we may get a closer look. But, you know, every couple of years, I'd probably take them apart, clean them up, and repack with new clean grease.
Very good. This texter, Nick, says, my 2019 Jeep Cherokee gives a brief alert that my oil pressure is low. Strangely, it only goes off when taking left turns and then goes away. Also, occasionally, I smell what seems to be burning oil. What could be that issue?
I would get a look. It's possible that that sensor, the oil pressure sensor, might have a bit of a leak. If it's leaking a little bit of oil, the oil is getting into places that are hot, that would be burning it off. So maybe if you're in for service or making an appointment, have somebody get a close look at that to make sure you don't have a bigger problem. The last thing you want to do is run low on oil and create an engine issue that can be maybe very expensive to repair.
Okay. Looking at a bunch of texts, here's another one. Good morning. Texter says, I have a 2020 Buick Envision with all-wheel drive. The front end shakes sometimes when accelerating. Seems to be on the passenger side. Stops as soon as I let off and accelerate again. Only happens occasionally, and I can't replicate it. Do you think this would be covered by my GM drivetrain warranty? Again, it's a 2020 Buick.
Well, it depends on the mileage and the in-service state of the warranty. And this is always difficult. You know, those when you said you can't replicate it, you know, in order for it to be covered under warranty, you have to take it to the dealership. That service department's going to assess the vehicle, but they have to be able to experience it, be able to put their finger on the failed component. So if it's an intermittent problem, you're getting close to the end of the warranty. I'd probably get it in, get it documented. Hopefully they can experience the same problem you're having and then determine if it is a covered item or not. Because once it's out of warranty, you're kind of on your own. So hopefully you can, you know, drive it enough, make enough of a note or a reference so they can experience the same vibrating. Might be an axle, wheel bearing. I don't know without experience it myself, but I would probably get on their schedule, get on record with it. So if there is a problem down the road, maybe have a little recourse there.
If you're just joining us, we're in the midst of our car care show. Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive answering, giving you some analysis over the radio of maybe some problem with your vehicle. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, is there an easy way for the average person to check the status of their brakes and how soon they will be needing replacing?
You know, to get a thorough brake inspection, you need to remove the wheels off the vehicle. You can look through the wheel. You can see the outboard pad and the caliper and kind of get a feel for it. But a lot of times, if they're wearing unevenly, the outboard might look okay and the inboard might not. So short of taking the wheels off the vehicle, there's not a very good way to get a very thorough inspection of the brakes.
There's a related brake question. Generally, it's a large paragraph, but the texter wants to know, as far as brake material these days, are there differences in new brake material?
Yeah, there has been for some time. You know, there's semi-metallic, there's a more organic type pad, and then there's ceramic pads, which is probably most common or most utilized these days. Like we've talked in the past, people always ask about brake rotors and why do they replace when you do a brake job? Well, years ago, you do a brake job every 30,000 miles. Those rotors could last a couple brake jobs. Well, now you get 60, 80, some cases 100,000 miles out of a set of brakes. Well, at that point, those pads are definitely worn out, as are the rotors. So they change materials with the advance of technology and as cars have gotten newer. So they are better, but most often that ceramic-type brake pad lasts a lot longer, but it does also eat up those rotors. So when you do replace them, it's a complete brake job, not just a brake pad and a resurface of the rotor.
All right, next text, 2015 Chrysler Town & Country minivan, 3.6-liter engine. The engine has a ticking noise, and I was told by the dealer it's a lifter. What can you tell me about that? Is that repairable, or is that common? Is that something that should be needed to be looked at?
I think you should get a closer look. A lifter is part of the drivetrain, or the valve train, I should say, of the engine. They can wear. If it's lost its ability to hold, meaning it has bled down, there's a little spring in there and a dampener in there, if that has started to fail, it could allow a little excess free play, which that ticking noise is. Well, that's the kind of your warning sign that something's not right. What we don't want to happen is effort to fail, potentially create issues with the camshaft or something deeper in the engine. So I would get it in, have somebody get a look at it, try to confirm exactly what's going on, and at that point you can make a decision depending on cost what the repair would be.
Okay. Another text. Oh, we have a bunch of them. By the way, if we don't get to all the texts, I will save them, and you and I can open up with the show next week with those very texts that we missed. Here's a 2003 Toyota Avalon leaking from the head gasket. Do any oil additives help slow that leak?
No. There's a lot of products out there, and we always talk about those items that come in a can or a bottle. They can be very good maintenance. I have nothing against that, but you cannot fix a vehicle out of a can. If it started a leak, that's because something has failed, whether it's a gasket or maybe the head itself or the block is slightly warped. You can't undo that with a product out of a can. I know there's a lot of claims out there that can stop leak, but keep in mind, if you add that to the vehicle, you're trying to address one area, it can create problems in other areas too. So I'm very hesitant to buy anything that claims it's going to fix your vehicle out of a can. Unfortunately, a cylinder head gasket repair can be very costly. You're taking the top part of the motor apart. But, you know, you do that repair, it's good probably again for another however many miles, hundreds of thousands of miles. So it's a very costly repair, but it's also an effective repair that makes the vehicle last that much longer. So I would get a closer look at it, get a recommendation and a cost, and then make a decision there.
Yeah, especially if you like the vehicle and it does well in all other aspects. So, yeah, good point. All right, Nick, hang on. We're going to take a quick break for that forecast. Be right back with more Car Care Show. Now, Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. We'll grab as many text messages and or phone calls as we can here this morning at 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour until just about 7:45. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, again, answering any kind of a car care question you may have this morning. Here is another one. We talk about battery maintainers or tenders. This texter says they have a 2008 Edge. Is it wise to use a battery maintainer for 6 months at a time?
If the vehicle is going to be stored for an extended period, I think it's a good idea to kind of help prolong the life of that battery. If it's something that's, you know, for a weekend or if you're on vacation for a week, I don't think it's necessary. But if they mentioned 6 months, so I think that's absolutely within that threshold. I would make the investment. Make sure you have a place where it can be, you know, if it's inside of a garage where there's power accessible. But if you're parked outside, make sure it's a good, safe place. You don't want to have something happen or something get into it. So, I would say absolutely in this case, I would use a maintainer.
Okay. This one runs various paragraphs here. Let me see if I can put it together. 2018 Subaru Outback. On very cold mornings, three or four times this winter, this has happened. I back the car out of the garage in the street. When I change from reverse to forward and step on the gas to move forward, the car hesitates for a second or two, like it's stuck in place, and then moves forward. This mean something is wrong, do you think?
Not necessarily. You know, my first thought is maybe there's a little bit of icing on that throttle plate or throttle body. My advice would be next time it's in for service, share that with the shop or the dealership that you take your vehicle to. Maybe mention, take a look at the throttle plate. That is a maintenance item that can require a little bit of cleaning. So I would say next time it's in for service, have them take a look. Maybe they'll do that service. We might be out of the very cold weather for this year, but going forward, you don't want that to get worse on you. And I think that would be a good thing to take a look at.
Very good. Here is a 1993 Chevy Corsica. It was running great, walked out to leave work, and it wouldn't start. It has a new battery, but it won't fire. It would backfire after a few minutes of turning over, but never fires. 3.1 liter engine. What do you think there?
I think the fuel pressure regulator has failed. The clue was the backfiring. I was like, boy, how am I going to answer this question? I won't start, right? But as soon as they said after a few times it'll backfire, what's happening there is that there's an excess amount of fuel making its way into the engine. That fuel regulator controls the pressure. So when you shut the vehicle off, the fuel system's under pressure. That regulator is ruptured, so that fuel is kind of bleeding down or making its way into the engine, which kind of floods it out. So I would say have somebody get a look at their regulator. They can clear it out. And hopefully with having that cleared out, get a new regulator in there, you'll stop having those problems on a hard start.
Okay, I don't think I could answer this, and I'll listen to you and make some notes this time. Texter says, what is the difference between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive?
There isn't really. You know, it is all the wheels have power going to them. Most often, though, a vehicle's all-wheel drive, meaning it's all the time all-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive often means that there's options, meaning you can switch two-wheel drive. You know, my truck, which I've talked about in the past, has two-wheel drive auto, four-wheel drive and high, and four-wheel drive low. So there's options. It's a truck. It's meant, you know, if I need to plow or pull in the trailer, I'm off-road doing some kind of navigating. But most vehicles on the road that are all-wheel drive means it's just all the time it's four-wheel drive. Usually the four-wheel means that you have options. You can switch it from four to two.
Okay. I think I follow that. All right. But a good question. A 2004 Toyota 4Runner question, a limited. Texter says, lately I've been hearing a noise that sounds like a Boeing, kind of like a spring noise, and it can happen when I'm moving or even when I'm sitting still. Sometimes sounds like it's coming from the front end of the vehicle. Boy, noises are kind of tough unless you're the technician, what, driving it or checking it out. How would you analyze this one?
Well, I think they gave us a clue. You know, I think our best information comes from the driver. The person that's in the vehicle every day, all day long, comes in. They share with us what's going on. They said it sounds like a spring. I'm thinking, you know, what they're describing is probably right. Maybe one of the coil springs on the suspension has failed. It's cracked. It's damaged, broken. I would get that vehicle and take a look, share that information with them, because when you bring your car into us, it's what we do all day. We fix cars, but we don't drive your car every day. So any kind of tidbit information, whether you think it's relevant or not, can oftentimes help us get to the bottom of the problem, make an assessment a little bit easier and quicker, which can oftentimes save money.
I think we had this oil question sometime before, I think. But the question is basically this marketing about cars that have high mileage oil. What could be in that oil making it better than a car with lower mileage is their question.
I think the additive package, I'm not going to question engineers. They're much smarter than I am for sure. My opinion, though, is regular maintenance, good quality products. You know, I change oil every 5,000 miles on my vehicles. I don't seem to have problems. I know there's marketing out there that says a higher mileage vehicle, there's some additives might help as things have worn. It could be true. Honestly, it could be true. I wouldn't spend a whole lot of extra money. If the price is the same, why not? But I wouldn't spend an extra money because I'm not sure that the cost is necessarily resulting in that much better of a performance or life of the vehicle.
All right, we have time for another one. How often should a vehicle, front end or others, I'm sure, not sure what they're asking, alignment. I guess how often should a front end alignment be done?
That's a very good question. I would say absolutely when you have the tires replaced, depending on how many miles you drive in a year, might be 3 years, might be 5 years, that's going to vary. Or if we see abnormal tire wear, so you take your vehicle for service, they're rotating the tires, they comment that they've seen some abnormal wear, at that point it's probably a good idea to get an alignment because, you know, if there's some abnormal wear, we realign the vehicle, we rotate the tires, oftentimes that wear can correct itself and not prematurely wear your tires out. Tires have become very expensive in the last few years, so we want to do the best we can to keep those tires wearing and last as long as possible. So that means that we have to rotate the tires every couple oil changes, or depending on the vehicle, maybe every oil change. And then every so often we need to do an alignment to keep sure, make sure that the, you know, those angles are correct, which keeps the car going straight and keeps your tires wearing evenly and makes them last longer.
Remember, we talked about this a long time ago, a couple of times, but if you're looking at your steering wheel and it looks like it's not, you know, when the car's stopped or whatever, it's not even. You know what I'm saying? It's either canted a little to the left or a little to the right. What does that mean?
Likely that's something, part of the toe adjustment of the alignment is off. So the car, it's going to do its best to go straight. So if one of the wheels, you know, hit a curb, hit a pothole, and you knock that out of alignment, the car is going to go straight down the road, which means that the tires are going to split the difference, I guess the best way to phrase it. But when we do that, now you have one tire that was out of alignment, but now you're going down the road, so now both tires are not pointing in the same, in the right direction, which is going to cause excessive wear on those tires. So if your steering wheel is off, you go in for service, share that information with the dealership or the shop, have them take a look. Likely they're going to recommend an alignment, which will help, like I said, once again, prolong the life of those tires.
Well, before we let you go this morning, Nick, we know you're on the way to Proctor for a hockey game. Who's playing and what's at stake here?
Well, Addison is playing. This is her. She's a 15A, which is kind of the last year or two of association hockey. You know, then they move on to high school. They're in the regional tournament, meaning that they place in the top two of the region, they can move on to the state tournament, which is next weekend. They got their hands full this morning. They're playing Edina, which we'll see how it turns out. But I'm optimistic. You know, I drove all this way. We might as well win a game or two, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, wish her the best from us, if you will. And tell us again, before we let you go, how we can get in touch with Lloyd's Automotive.
Yes, sir. You can always reach us for any questions, 651-228-1316. And as you know, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul, which is 982 Grand Avenue. And then finally, please do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that very thing. Thank you so much. Be safe driving, and good luck with the game, and let's talk next week.
Sounds like a deal. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Yeah, we'll be back, quote, normally next Saturday. This is the first day of March, and yeah, next weekend is when we go back to daylight saving time. Next weekend, not this weekend like some folks thought. All right, 12 degrees in the Twin Cities. We're standing by for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat here. Next up, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Mary Meyer. That's the 8 o'clock hour Smart Garden Show here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Najad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.